Hey everyone, I want to tell you about a brand new podcast called Threedom, featuring our three good friends, Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, and Paul F. Tompkins.
The three of them have a lot of fun together, and they wanted to do a show where they aren't playing characters. So they abandoned their podcast formats to discuss each other, the world, and everything in between.
In this limited series, Paul, Lauren, and Scott try to find out what the show would be called. They share their weird stories from childhood, and they make fun of each other a lot.
That seems on brand. So make sure to check out Threedom, coming out March 29th on Stitcher Premium.
If you are not already a Stitcher Premium subscriber, go to stitcherpremium.com/threedom. That's T-H-R-E-E-D-O-M. And use the promo code LESSOLD for a free month of listening.
You're welcome.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Okay. Emily.
Howdy do. Deanna.
This is How to Be Less Old.
What? I'm so happy to be here.
Thrilled as always. Do you feel less old?
Today I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a real moment yesterday where I got to act like a real young human being and it felt really good.
Where, what, when?
So I don't know about you, but I'm terrified of like negotiating deals in general.
Of course.
My parents were just in town, and I had my dad come and help me negotiate a deal for a lease on a car.
Okay, great.
Okay, so he and I went in like and just was like, yeah, we're gonna get this deal, right? Okay, so then it all goes south, and I just got to sit there and be like, I'm going to call my daddy, and it was just, like, very absurd, and I just sat there and scrolled Instagram while, like, the salesperson talked to my dad.
Wait, I thought you were, okay, so you were saying, like, I'm going to call my daddy.
Right, like, because, I mean, he had left.
Oh, okay. That way, I didn't understand that part.
We called him back, but it was just absurd. I was like, I'm a grown woman being like, right. Bish, talk to my dad.
Well, you know, it is the worst experience of
Why
the world.
Is it not different?
It will be. I feel like just like Warby
it's
Parker came around.
Absurd.
Yeah, it's coming. Like we won't be living in this archaic situation.
I refuse. I absolutely refuse to partake.
Do. That's what you do.
But also the thing is you have to sit there for 5 hours.
I know. It's
I
hell.
Refuse.
It's hell.
I will not partake. So it's yeah.
Anyway. Well, we have that. We have to deal with
Facebook. I'm having a temper tantrum. Yes. Facebook is dying? Question mark?
That's a great question.
Actively right now all over the place?
I wonder today or this week or this whole month how many people are going to like close down their Facebook account. But can you actually close down your Facebook account? Like I know that you can
delete it. But it lives somewhere.
It lives somewhere. Right? Because I've gone away and when I came back, everything was
right there
for me. It's like you go kind of quiet.
It's like one of those weird servers in Utah.
Yeah.
Holds all of our information.
I think you may have an option to completely delete, but we'll talk about it. And we have a great guest today.
Do we ever hold on to your hats?
We have a Miss Danielle Schneider.
Whew.
Thank God.
Whew.
It's been a while.
Right.
Been wanting her to get her little tush in here.
We've been sniffing around.
And here she is. She is the co-host of Bitch Sesh.
You might have heard of it.
Yeah, it's our
little podcast.
It's kind of our favorite. This week is hilarious. And she does that with Casey Wilson. She is the star and creator of Hot Wives of Orlando and Las Vegas. And you can find that on Hulu.
She's she's right here. Co-creator.
Co-creator. Co-creator, yeah.
Just like to share, share the wealth.
Share the wealth. Along with Danielle.
Donna.
Okay.
Donna Furman.
Donna Furman.
Morning, Donna.
Now, can you let us just really talk about you for a second?
Sure,
okay,
sure.
Thank you. And she is a writer on the new show, I'm Sorry. It's a comedy by Andrea Savage. It's super funny and I think really relatable for everyone in our age group.
She's also writing on It's Sunny in Philadelphia.
So that's like the whole thing. I mean, and there's more.
And there's more.
And there's more.
She's unstoppable. She's a force.
She's here.
A tour de force.
And I want to ask her a really important question. If she knows the term wig.
Mm.
I'm not even going to look at her right now. Don't look. Don't even look. I don't even want to see if it's like a kind of like, oh, light bulb, or if it's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I already read her heart.
Okay.
I already know her answer.
Okay.
Well, she's swimming around. She's trying to get at it.
She's circling.
I know what a merkin is, and maybe that's adjacent. I don't.
Right. Well, let's bring her in.
Okay. Let's figure it out.
How to be less old.
Deanna and I totally get it. Shopping can be the worst.
Yeah.
But you want to look your best. So what do you need? Help.
Yep, that's where Daily Look comes in, really.
It's an online premium personal styling service for women that sends hand-picked fashion items where? To your door.
And I mean, this sounds like the perfect solution for ladies who do not have the time to shop because you're working, you have kids, you're running around, you're grocery shopping. You don't have time
to shop.
You're
spending 8 hours at the car dealership. Exactly. All you have to do is fill out a style profile and start to build a one-on-one relationship with your stylist.
And that stylist will handpick up to 12 quality clothings for you and accessories from premium brands like J Brand and Rag & Bone, plus new emerging designers.
You even get a chance to preview your box before it's sent to your door so you can make changes. You're like, ugh, I would never wear that. Bye. Oh, hello. I put you right in there. Delightful.
So keep what you love, you return what you don't, and it is totally hassle-free.
So you have no obligation to buy. That's right. And shipping is even free both ways.
It's a convenient and fun and super easy way to look your best.
So get styled today by going to dailylook.com/HTBLO and clicking Get Started.
Don't forget to use the code HTBLO to get $10 off your first look.
That's dailylook.com/HTBLO, offer code HTBLO.
How to be less old!
Sorry, I know I came on too early.
No, I appreciate you were trying to get credit where credit was due.
Yeah, I just like to... You know, I don't 100%. Like to take all the credit.
For one beat when you said co, I thought you were like coo.
Oh, co,
and I was like,
co.
Yeah,
I created a show. Co.
Okay, a few things.
Okay.
One, I once went into a car dealership, literally was like, I have cash for you.
Oh.
I have cash.
Huh?
I'm going to put it down.
What year was this?
I'm going to say 4 years ago. I was
really?
Like, I have cash. I was like, I do not want to do anything else. I want to go in here. I have cash, and I'm going to lay it down and just give me my fucking car.
Okay, you went in with a hot wallet.
Yeah, I was just like, here's what I'm spending. Here's my cash. They accepted. It still took me 5 hours. Like, even okay. when you are
I'm
going
refused.
For nothing. And then I had, like, a little problem with one of the dealers, and it was awful. It ended up a little bit messy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's never easy. Even if you go in there. Like,
with a plan.
Cash.
With cash.
Cash. I was like, I'm giving you this money.
And you were saying, this is the money I'm giving you. It's not negotiable.
Yeah. And they were like, we accept this offer.
But
still. 5 hours.
I don't get it.
You know.
Because I kind of knew and priced it out and knew what I should be spending.
Right.
They said yes. It didn't matter.
Like
there was,
wow.
They still wanted me to finance. I was like, no.
The cash is here.
I mean, it has to be coming our way. Like, we have Warby Parker where we get a reasonable frame.
Mm-hmm.
For a reasonable price.
Yeah.
Well, and there are apps, but I'm like, I don't know that anyone has really stood out yet as the winner of how to buy a car.
I haven't heard anyone buy a car off an app. I'm sure they have. Do you know anyone?
I haven't asked anybody.
Oh, Danielle?
I don't know
people. I know people who...
I don't know anybody.
I don't know people.
And I know people who've used, like, brokers.
Yes, I once used it when I first moved out here and had no credit because I didn't... I didn't have... any credit, so I didn't have bad credit. Like, it was one of those things where I was, like, young and just had been in college and, like, had, like, a credit card in my own name, but it was, like, off of my parents even though I paid it. But it was, like, I only could get it for there because I couldn't get credit in college. Like, one of these catch-22s.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got out here and needed a car and had zero credit. And so I had to go through a car dealership that I did. It was all very sketchy. And someone just showed up at my house one day with a car. Like, I didn't even have a choice.
Oh, my God.
I was just like, I'll take it.
Wow.
It was so strange.
That is strange.
What was it?
It ended up being a Honda Civic, which I loved, but I didn't have a lot of choices. No, and like it was just like, you will take this because this all that is available to you.
You know, I wonder, we do a show about youths. I wonder where they are with their finances. We haven't ever really dug in, but I walked by a check cashing place a couple weeks ago with my husband, and it just sprang back a few memories. One that I went to check cashing places all the time because I had a bank account at Bank of America. Actually, it was a different bank. It wasn't Bank of America. It was another type of bank that doesn't exist anymore. And it is when I first moved to LA, I overdrew it to the point where they not only shut my account, but I couldn't get another bank account for 7 years.
What? How is that possible?
That's why I was at check cashing. I don't know. And I never investigated, nor did I ever tell anybody. So, like, my parents, I'm like, why didn't they help me? I never told them.
Well,
I was also evicted out of an apartment. Oh, like, cops came, locked my ass out. I was back and forth downtown. I got this one guy that was, like, at the courthouse, wanted to be my lawyer, and then bailed on me the day, like, I needed him.
Oh, my gosh, Deanna.
No, like, I really was funked up with finances.
You were swimming in a pool of debt.
Terrible. Like, there's people who don't know I was evicted. Close people in my life because I didn't tell my parents that either.
Where does one go? Where did you go?
I went to a friend's. And basically the reason I was evicted, I had always, like, paid late.
Yeah.
But there was a late fee, so in my mind, thank you for the option for a late fee, and I'll use it when I pay late.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Okay,
and it was like a couple weeks late. That was like what I was up to consistently. So they don't like that, you know? Then I sent in a money order because I couldn't have a bank account, so I didn't have a check. And
money order. I don't even know how
to
do that.
I know, right? So you have to go to a bank for a money order.
No, you don't. You can go to 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Oof.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do not need a bank.
When you're getting
for that.
Your money from 7-Eleven, it's tough
time. It doesn't feel great.
You just need to be getting some like chunky monkey at
some
a 7-Eleven.
Slim Jim.
Yeah, no, I'm doing like I'm doing
some
financial
late night
institutions.
Doritos.
No. I'm managing my money at the 7-Eleven.
That is so dark.
That's my financial institution.
That's so dark.
And so I sent them in the money order. I didn't hold on to the risk. There's a pull off on it that you're supposed to retain. I did not, and they said they never got the money, and I couldn't prove it, and they wouldn't even let me pay it. I was like, okay, I'll pay you again, and they wouldn't let me, and then lockout. Cops lockout.
Jesus Christ!
Wow.
Wow. So.
I've even heard that story before, and I'm still taking it in, like,
On the air?
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. We drove by the old...
By the check cash.
By your old stomping ground.
It's like I full-on have PTSD when I go by a check cashing place. Like, anyone who's by me has to know. Like, I've been down these roads.
But literally 7 years.
Seven.
Wow.
Seven.
I was always super responsible with money, except for... I would always pay the late fee on credit cards. And finally, my husband and I have been dating for a long time, but my husband finally said, you know, like, this costs us money every month. Like, just pay off your debt. Like, he just got upset because he was like, you have some money. Just pay it.
Yeah.
But you pay the late fee?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I would just pay, like, the minimum
every month. Minimum. But
yes.
Not the late fee. Because the late fee would mean you're
not
getting.
Not the late fee.
Yeah,
no, I would pay the minimum every month. Yeah. No, I was paying the minimum every month. And he was
right.
Like, why are you doing this?
See, these are the things
I was only paying it on, like, $3,000.
Right.
So not that that's nothing.
No, but you're
like,
never going to get any. That's the thing. Is like, you get nowhere with that, you know.
So that's right where they want you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like now my parents did go through Debtors Anonymous. So, like, I guess this does track, but they got their shit together.
Yeah,
though,
they sure
I will
did.
Say. They really did. But I wish somebody had sat me down and had a basics, and I'm bad with math, and that's probably why people avoided it, but just a basic rundown.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, I'm barely skating by with my, I'm not a spender, not a huge spender in general. Like, and I'm I'm conservative with my money, but I'm not managing my money well. I'm just managing not to be in debt.
Great.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. I think that's
but I'm not
honorable
gonna, like,
place, though.
Make any – I'm not going to, like, invest well right. or budget well.
Okay.
I'm just not – I'm just kind of, like, sort of just laying still.
Right.
Right.
Hoping yeah. that nothing bad happens.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of the kids, especially in L.A. that we talk to, are young – you know, I want to say entrepreneurs, it's not exactly right, but they're making livings off the internet.
Which is shocking.
Shocking. But
I've been on the internet for years.
Ain't made a damn. The internet has provided me no money.
Anything I've spent on the internet.
I've always spent.
A lot.
A yeah. lot. It's taken.
GoDaddy ain't free.
Yeah, I wonder if they're a little more savvy. We have to unpack that with them. Danielle,
I'm
we
not
have,
a youth that you can unpack that.
We're
with,
not going to. We will not be unpacking it with you, but we will be asking you a few questions.
Sure.
Just to get to know you.
Okay,
no,
I'm
baby.
Happy to get known.
Okay, great.
Gadget you most coveted in high school?
The gadget I most coveted in high school. It was kind of before cell phones, but people had car phones.
Those
were awesome. Yeah, like they were kind of like they had like a cord on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so a few of my, like, wealthier, cooler friends had a car phone. And I remember feeling like, well, those people have money to burn. Like, those people are the rich and famous.
I feel like nobody I knew had that, but I saw them in movies
yeah.
and TV. And
no,
I
knew,
like,
a few kids with that.
That's hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was. It was super, like, in their cabriolet convertible.
Oh, sexy.
Oh, I'm like, why don't I just buy one of those?
That feels really good.
Yeah, no, it was super cool. So I remember really wanting one, never thinking it was a dream that was achievable.
Right, but you were like, oh,
but I knew that, like, it was out there for the taking for those of,
literally,
for those that were deserved of.
If the top was down, you literally
could. Oh, you could. But I don't know that it wouldn't do
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't go far, but yeah. You could take it.
Yeah. You could take it, and then it would spring back.
I only knew one person with a car phone, but it was an adult when I was a kid mm-hmm. who was a doctor. Seemed.
Well, that was important that they have one.
Seemed right, yeah.
You know, there was a class distinction with phones at one point. And
oh,
now
for
homeless
sure.
people have cell phones. You yeah. don't know what's going on.
No, anyone can have
anyone
a cell
can
phone.
Have it. It's no big deal. The best app on your phone, in your opinion?
In my opinion, the best app? I love Nextdoor.
What is that?
Ooh, Nextdoor. It's basically like a message board for your neighborhood.
Oh, is that what you have?
You're on a Nextdoor.
I love a Nextdoor because mostly, like, yeah, it's always like, there's a coyote, watch your cats. Or like,
lost dog every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, lost dog. Or like, I found this person on my Ring, you know, like that, device that, like,
tile,
records outside
the Ring
your
video
window.
Doorbell.
Yeah. So people are always like, who's this weird guy outside my Ring? So I just watched a million Ring videos. But my favorites are, like, the dramas that happen.
Yeah.
Because one person will be like, hey, my cat was just killed by a coyote. I'm so sad. Everybody watch your cats. And then someone feels the need to be like, well, don't put your fucking cat out there. And then someone else is like, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, like, the drama. Or, like, there's one great one. One of my favorites is I live kind of near Universal City and in Los Angeles, which is by the theme park. And there's this big Minion head, like, sticking out of the Universal City theme park that sort of, like, looks over the town.
Yeah.
And people are, like, were very upset about the Minion.
That's amazing.
Like, the zoning of the Minion. And then people
like
started to
fight.
Yeah, there was just Minion drama.
Yeah, I mean, at
like
the end of the day.
A really fun read.
Oh,
and
so good.
So I found some really great, you know, just arguments that I can chime in on and have a good time.
Right.
Sometimes if I'm driving people, or sometimes just ask a question. But then I found myself getting upset because, like, I asked about, like, oh, I need what did I need? Oh, I needed, like, someone to come and, like, blow the leaves off my lawn because I don't have a leaf blower. And so I was like, does anyone have someone that, you know, has a leaf blower that I could, you know, talk to or, someone who has a leaf blower? And no one responded.
Ouch.
And I felt...
That's a real thing.
Yeah, it was just like, there's so many lively conversations going on.
I'm getting, like radio silence.
I know. Like, people will ask for anything. Like, people are like, does anyone know if there's, like, does someone have, like, a couch that my mom can stay on? And people are like, yeah, sure. It's like, people will respond to any nonsense.
God
and here's,
damn.
Like, a very neighborhoody question.
I bet you posted at the wrong time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're welcome. Your next door app situation, somebody had put like medical waste out in the front.
Yeah, we had just purchased our home and it was right before we moved in. And the woman next door, directly next door to us, posted, you know, it tells you the name and like the street.
I had
met her and I knew her name. She was like, I just left the hospital and I have a once used bedpan for free on the curb. And I just sent this screenshot to my husband and I was like, we've made a huge and terrible mistake.
Once used bedpan.
Once is all it takes.
Yeah, I mean, even a fresh bedpan that someone was giving, I don't think I'd. Yeah. No, really fresh?
Like never just, been used?
Just somebody on a next door app,
it's not
offering up a
bedpan. It's not where you want to see
that. It's not like my first thought is she's not right.
No, in her mind right now. No.
Like perhaps she should still be in the hospital using the bedpan.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Yeah. So I love my next door. I love that app. That's terrific. That's just a time killer.
Great. Okay. We need more of those.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I could a time killer. You say could be my child.
No. Not here, not now.
No, I know. Much more happy to look over to peruse next door and see whose cat got killed by a coyote.
You're like, hush up, dear. I'm on next door.
Yeah, no, it really is like late at night, just looking through the boards.
Love it.
Then another time, I was like, did anyone hear those fireworks? And no one was
silent.
I think it's
honey,
me.
I want to see what you're doing.
Oh, but I also have a fake name on my next door.
Oh, please. Okay. Wait, what's happening?
I don't know why I decided to not use my real name just in case. And so I named myself something crazy.
Which is, here we go, we're getting to it.
My next door name is Dale Corden.
Okay.
Dale Corden?
I don't know why.
Okay, first of all, ridiculous. We're just confused. If I see a post by Dale Corden,
if I'm a man or a woman.
Do you have a picture?
No, just a little shape.
Okay. All right.
So I'm Dale Corden if anyone wants to look me up.
Sounds like we're getting to part of the problem. Okay, next cue.
Which housewife is the best and which is the worst at social media?
In your opinion.
Well, what do you mean by bad and good? Like
whatever that means to you.
Yes, like Vicki Gunvalson is both the best and the worst.
Oh, okay.
Because, and I apologize to your dear sister June for taking Vicky's name in vain, but
she's had her journey with her. I mean, I think they're thick as thieves right now.
Yeah, but. Well, ever since we got her the video,
you were there for that show. Wow,
back in her good graces.
Just to be clear, June Diane Raphael is a big fan of Vicki Gunvalson, and she was sad she was a Trump supporter, but then at the Bitch Sesh live show, Danielle and Casey got her a cameo. That's an app too you can like a bunch of stars mostly, I would say.
We use that word very lightly.
Lately, loosely. They're there and they're available to send you a personalized greeting for a fee.
Yes.
And you guys got one for June.
$40.
Is that the going rate?
I think she's gone up in price.
That's a steal.
I know. We were shocked.
It was thrilling, though, I have to say. Oh, June fell to the ground.
I know she fell to the ground.
I lost my mind.
It was huge.
Yeah. It was a big moment. Hear Vicki say her name.
Her name. And she looked cute. Vicki looked cute.
She looked great.
It was thrilling.
It's a love hate we all have. But Vicki also is terrible and wonderful at social media because she doesn't know herself. Like, you know, we say know thyself. Like, Vicki is a person that does not know thyself. And so she's just always so wrong. Like, she's doing it a lot. She does it all the time. She's got everything. Like, she has a million posts and products and that Beverly Hills tummy tea or whatever all the reality stars are hawking. But she's also, like, so insensitive to what's going on in the world. Oof. And so just yesterday she just posted, like, here with my family. I guess she's in North Carolina, but, like, she's always like, it's the worst, but I guess they like it. Like, it's, you know, just like.
Oh, like North Carolina is the worst. Yes. Oh, that's lovely.
But also, and then she's like, I'm starting to like this place. And there's a picture of her and her family in front of this wall of guns.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's the perfect time.
Wall of guns.
That's a good time.
And yes, a lot of them are like older guns. It was like this fame. I don't, like, it's bad timing, Vicki.
Right.
Like, so just, she's just tone deaf constantly.
Yeah, that feels right.
So she's kind of awesome and terrible at it. Bethany, I'm like, yeah, I can't. I know. I can't.
Because she is so shameless about that branding.
Yeah.
And it's...
Sonia's the best.
Yeah,
Sonia is the best. She's just like, being like, what are you guys up to? What's going on? What's the deal? What's the sitch? Like, she just, it's like, anyone have plans for the weekend? Hit me up.
It's like, real breezy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're all older gals.
Yeah,
you know?
for sure.
So, yeah, they've all got to figure it out in their own way.
Yeah, and they have figured out the best of their abilities, and they're just living in that moment.
Here's one from Sonia. She looks pretty fresh and natural.
Oh, she looks great.
And she says, hope everyone had a fun weekend, and are you ready to... Hope everyone had a fun weekend and are ready to make their mark this week. What are your plans at work, in your career, school? I want to hear.
Yeah,
any new babies? Marriage is coming up. I love.
She's all hilarious. About engagement.
It's breezy. Breezy, easy breezy cover girl.
I think she hit everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone could hit her
she
up.
She made me feel like, oh, we're in a conversation. And I think that's the trick of social media.
Yes.
Not talking at me, talking with me.
Engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
So she's nailing it.
She's killing it.
All killing it.
Great.
And also, I could go on.
I know.
But Ramona is obviously like, Ramona from the Real Housewives of New York is obviously like trying to get it. It's always just like food. She's always cooking for me. Yeah. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm interested.
Yeah, she's one to watch.
Up and comers.
Okay, so Casey's your co-host on Bitch Sesh, Casey
she sure
Wilson.
Is.
And if you had to say, who would be like, of the two of you, the most to get frustrated with technology first?
Well, Casey has thrown her cell phone numerous times.
In your presence?
No, not in my presence, but okay. I just know of it. Or she'll just have a new cell phone suddenly. Like, what's happening?
Okay.
So I think I get super frustrated, and I think she might have more knowledge than me.
Okay.
But I believe her frustration level is shorter than mine.
Yeah, when you've gone through multiple phones because you've
destroyed
them.
I would say, and I'm not speaking out of turn. I think she boldly tells people this. So I think she might have more knowledge, but maybe not. I mean, we're both pretty terrible, but I think she would get frustrated a little easier.
The only information I have to base this on is she came on and we did a tech episode with her.
Oh, God.
And
Danielle.
It was a lot. Like, I mean, just the journey of her hotspot on her phone, which was named, I'm sorry, what?
Grandpa's Pretty Girl.
That's
right. Oh, I know.
Right.
You know
Grandpa's Pretty Girl.
That shocked me to my core. I still think about it.
Oh, I'm way up all in Grandpa's Pretty Girl.
Do you have the password? Because that was the problem.
I don't. But can I also say that I, too, have passwords floating here and there.
Oh, ditto.
I don't know.
I can't.
Guys, just have one note.
I can't wrangle
and
them.
And lock it.
That's
and then,
too much energy.
No, it isn't. It's great. I love my password note. I love it. I just update it. It's great. It sits there.
How am I supposed to find that?
I know. Okay. Deanna's helped me before trying to locate passwords. She's really good.
Oh, she's amazing. I once came up to her desperately in the middle of a shoot where she had more important things to be doing and was said, Dee, I can't find all my emails all of a sudden. And you had to like go through my whole phone and find my emails. It was, but it was scary.
It was scary.
It was tough for a
bit. It feels good. I like those moments.
No, you're great. You're amazing.
Okay.
Okay, oh.
This is really big.
Have you heard the term wig?
Okay.
Okay.
Twice, but I don't know of which I speak.
Where?
One is from, it's the Whig Party, the political party in American history.
With an H, Whig?
Yeah, the Whig Party.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The other is like when NeNe said to Kim, buy wig.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I think
am
that's
I close?
You know what? I think that is, I could, we're going to read you. So usually we have youths teach us, but this is one that we haven't been able to get to, so we hit Urban Dictionary, and we just got the fucking answer.
What is it, and how do I use it in a sentence?
Look, you guys, it's that easy, yet.
Yet.
We don't make it that easy. No, we don't do it.
Okay, so wig is a term used to describe when somebody does something, in their opinion, that is so good, they go bald.
What? What?
So I don't know how to use this in a sentence.
Go try.
But like if you went and saw Hamilton and you were just so into it, you were like Lin-Manuel, whatever his name is.
Miranda.
Thank you. Is wig?
I don't know if done it me is wig.
What right. if okay. I'm wigging out? Remember we used to say
that. Yeah, that's not.
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that doesn't apply because, okay, so.
Like if you just left and you were like, what'd you think? Wig.
I think that, okay, so.
Is that closer?
Recently.
I don't know.
There was a kid on American Idol, mm-hmm. the new one with Katy Perry.
Oh, you're all up in that?
I haven't watched it, but okay. I saw this clip. But by the way, I hear she's fantastic on it. I have been aggravated with her mm-hmm. for the last year.
About the nun thing?
No, that isn't even on my radar.
I was going to say, I don't even know it.
Don't even have that.
What is that? Oh, my goodness.
Aggravated that she thinks she's comedic.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm hearing
you know,
this.
I'm not feeling the hair. I'm not feeling the vibe. I'm not feeling her hosting ability. Mm-hmm. Apparently, when she got this job, I was like, nobody needs her there. And apparently, she's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. So this kind of really awkward-looking kid, all red in the face, someone you think is never going to have a good voice, but then it's amazing. He's getting feedback from Katy Perry, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden he just goes, wig. And she was like, did you just say wig? And he was like, wig. And then the other ones were like, wait, what does that mean? And she's like, don't worry about it. Like, it's not for you. It's for us.
Does that mean she didn't even
know?
No,
she knew.
She knew?
She knew because she called it.
Can I say something, though?
Yes.
I still think that it is derived from.
Getting wiggy with it?
The derivation is from wigging out. Because I'm wigging out. I'm freaking out.
I know, but that is different. When you're wigging out, I always think of a wig out is like, I imagine, like, going crazy and like, my hair.
Isn't this the same?
Well, it's like
it's still.
I think the concept
reacting with hair.
True, but the concept of it, you are so struck that you've gone bald. Feels like a new something at least worthy of addressing. You know.
Okay, so when June saw the video,
she could just say wig.
Wig.
Okay, so here we have here's a little more information. Okay. An evolutionized word starting from we've snatched, which is what you came up with mm-hmm. Nene. Mm-hmm. That's where I think when she said like buy wig.
Yeah.
I mean, Kim literally was wearing a wig. So I think it was like.
So it was very literal.
It was very literal. I think it was awfully literal.
I think she was actually talking to the wig.
She was like.
Buy wig. Oh, and Kim.
So see you later, Kim. Yeah, I think she was just like literally saying goodbye to the wig. To wig snatch, to wig flu, and now just wig because we're lazy. It's basically a short term for wig flu, wig left, wig disintegrated, wig in orbit, etc.
I really like wig flu. Like, you're just like, yeah. Like the wig just flew right off my head.
I like wig in orbit. Like, yeah. That's for me.
I like that too.
Wig in orbit. Like, I get that.
Yeah,
now
like,
I get
now
it.
We're
when you say,
it.
Like, I'm like, I could say that if someone was like, that was amazing. Or if you said something nice to me, I'd be like, wig in orbit.
I want you to cautiously take that out. Don't leave the studio and start running around.
Oh,
with
it's going everywhere.
Oh dear, oh dear.
High and low.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Friends and family. They're gonna hear my wig in orbit.
Should we take a little break?
Let's do it.
Is it too early?
No. Nope.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about the Facebook debacle.
Sure.
That's with us.
Ugh.
And there's an Instagram account you may know of. We're going to come back and talk about it and play a little quiz with you.
Sure.
Okay, great.
How to be less old.
When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for your breasts. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G, and that's Third Love.
As you know, Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements, super smoothing memory foam, to create bras that fit and feel amazing.
While most old school bra brands only carry 15 sizes, give or take, Third Love offers 6-0, that's 60 sizes, including half cups, which no one else does.
You know I'm wearing mine right now, because when am I not?
You love them.
I love them.
To the Lord, G. And I'm just going to say, I, for the first time, got to wear mine, and I will now be joining your cult.
Oh, blessed be.
Cult O Third Love.
Because you had the breastfeeding situation.
So sure. Okay,
so
when
the breasts
I got my
were
bras,
a different size. Yeah.
I was 9 months pregnant. It was not ideal.
It wasn't the time. It wasn't the time for some bras. Third Love knows that there is a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order.
So to find the bra that you've been waiting for, and listen, I was waiting for a long time, all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz.
It only takes 60 seconds and you can do it right from home.
Never have another awkward fitting room experience. Those bony fingers with the tape measure around your rib cage. Come on.
Eek. Try a Third Love bra. It is so comfortable, you might forget you're wearing it. And if you don't agree, returns and exchanges are easy and free.
This year, make the change that will change the way you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
Boom.
How to be less old.
Have you read the labels on the back of your skincare and makeup?
Nothing I can pronounce. Most people don't even read them. But Juice Beauty is going to change that.
Yeah. So your skin can absorb up to 60% of what you put on it.
That's terrifying.
Right. Really. So what goes on your skin is really important. It's as important as what goes into your body.
Made with certified organic ingredients, Juice Beauty promises to always formulate without parabens, silicones, petroleum, and other potentially harmful ingredients.
Their formulas are naturally derived ingredients to provide clinically validated results that are just as good, if not better, than conventional beauty products.
Juice Beauty's Phytopigments Ultra Natural Mascara, for example, uses pigments from purple carrots, argan, and rose to provide a rich, deep color to define and lengthen lashes.
Meanwhile, the Stem Cellular Exfoliating Peel Spray, which I've been using and loving, uses a proprietary blend of plant-derived ingredients that provide instant peel gratification while unveiling glowing skin.
Funny you say that, because the Juice Beauty Phytopigments Illuminating Primer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what it does to me? It's going to even out my skin tone while hydrating and providing that plump moisture to my skin that you're seeing right now.
Ooh, it looks so dewy. Mm. And that's what I only want to do in a face. Do.
Do me in the face.
Do. Go to juicebeauty.com/HTBLO for exclusive savings on your first order when you use the code HTBLO20 at checkout.
How to be less old.
We are back with Danielle Schneider. This is How to Be Less Old. I'm Deanna Chang.
Am I less old yet?
You are actually aging backwards.
I think you came in less old.
I'm 100, so, and I feel it more every day.
You look fresh as a goddamn fucking baby.
Oh, God bless you.
Speaking of doing her best, this Instagram account, this woman's name is Celeste Barber. Do we know her?
I'm going to pull it up for you, Danielle.
Okay. She recreates magazine spreads and photo celeb posts on her Instagram.
So, ooh, I like.
You know, I mean, sure you get the concept, but it's just absurdity.
I might have seen her before.
You may
and
have.
Hilarity. Yeah, she's got 3.4 million followers. So it's not like we're not introducing a lot of people to this, probably.
Yes.
Probably, everyone's like, yeah, we already follow
her. Yes, I think I have. I don't follow her, but I think she comes up on my like.
Yeah.
She's showing up.
Yes.
I'm like, this is for you.
Yeah.
Because this is for us, guys.
Yes.
She's just
hilarious.
An average woman who, and I feel like when you look at these magazine spreads, I'm not getting bumped by them. I don't think they're that crazy. But then when a regular woman tries to recreate them.
Yeah, this one of a woman in basically a bikini walking her dog, you're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, no
problem. Then when you see a regular woman, you're like, that's insane.
That's insane. It's so satisfying. So I will suggest strongly that you guys find Celeste Barber.
She's great. I love her.
And just have fun because she's out here. She's doing it for the ladies. This is for ourselves doing it. For.
That's correct.
Need her to do this.
Oh, this is great.
It's really
She's
good.
Fantastic. Because again, Kim Kardashian is just leaning by a garbage can and you're like, sure, sexy garbage can photo.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, you look like a dog. it's insane. When a real person
sidles up to
weird
the garbage
and
can.
And pathetic and a little terrifying.
And not sexy.
No. It's so strange, but I'm loving her.
Yeah, there is one of, I forget this model's name, but she's in a pool looking gorgeous, but with a sweater. And then this woman hops in a pool, leans on her arm in a turtleneck sweater, and it is just hilarious.
Well, there's this one of Kim Kardashian in her new Yeezy, that's his brand name, her husband's brand name.
Good to go.
in, like, it looks like, you know, workout gear, and then she's just, like, in her shapewear. Oh, I love her. She's amazing.
By the way, Yeezy fashions are pretty much shapewear.
Yeah,
shapewear.
Can I say, I'm not doing that.
Terrible.
I'm not wearing shapewear
as outerwear.
Especially, like, shapewear is in my, like, or workout wear is meant to be worn, like, with a shirt over.
Yeah.
It.
Oh, yes.
And the, yeah. like, the fact that she's wearing it out with, like, a heel, like, I can't, I don't know what's happening. And, like, crop top.
And a lot of them, I mean, she has a fantastic body, but doesn't flatter the body.
No.
A lot of
shapewear should be worn under.
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 Yeah.
This one.
Yeah.
God, she's hilarious.
She's good.
Oh, my God. I love her. She's
yeah.
the most
I
fun.
Want her to be our friend.
Yeah,
like,
she's
we need
terrific.
To find her. And 3.4 million people have. So
yeah.
clearly, she's been
alone.
Found.
We're not alone,
but we're fresh to it, and we felt you
no,
might
No, happy to. Yes, I have been exposed, but only lightly oh. to her.
Yeah, a light dusting. Okay, so. I mean, should we talk about Facebook? Like, let's just do a quick
once over.
I feel
in the moment
yes.
we must.
Okay.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just who knows where we're going to be
okay.
in a week from now. But, like, let's.
Great.
Let's just breeze it.
Okay.
Let's breeze
sure.
it. Okay. So, you know, it's obviously one of the main pieces of social media that I personally use. I feel like you use.
Yeah. And I think it is one of those things that crosses generational. Like, it's
right.
older and younger, where it's like, yeah, the young people have kind of moved on to things, but there's still, there's still Facebook, like, out there.
Right.
But so it feels like multi-generational.
Yes. Totally. And, like, I think Facebook Stories has kind of vamped up.
Yeah.
The young people have come back a little bit for that. So, yeah, everyone's there.
And it collects your data.
Right.
On who you know and what you buy and what you like. So this company, Cambridge Analytica, was working for the Trump campaign. They developed a personality test that gathered data on 50 million users on Facebook.
Right. And I think it was some sort of quiz that you took. And, you know, these Facebook
yeah.
quizzes, they come
Which
by.
Golden girl are you?
Exactly.
Obviously.
And when you tame, you are.
Which one?
B. Arthur's husband.
Just kidding. Stan Zbornak.
Hello.
Stan Zbornak. I mean, I feel like I'm B. Arthur.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I think
I
I'm
that.
You're Dorothy.
I'm Dorothy.
Yeah.
I'm more of
That's
a.
That feels. Actually, I was hoping you guys would correct me. But I'll take
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry. Did you want to be Rue?
That's who you are. Who do you think I am?
I wanted to be someone else.
Who do you
Sophia?
Think I am?
Anyone.
Who
yeah.
do you think I am? Curious.
Oh, okay. I feel like you are like Sophia meets Rose.
I hear those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I
you're
hear
a,
both of those.
You're
I
a little bit too snarky to
yeah.
be...
Totally Rose.
Totally Rose. So you've got a little.
But I have a naivete.
You do. A sweetness.
I would have liked to have had a dash of Rose.
Sure. There's some in there. You're too world smart.
I'm Dorothy.
Are you?
I'm dough till the day is done.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I don't know what you are. I haven't thought, like, but I don't think you fit into one of them.
Dorothy was was hilarious. Like, she was
oh
the sharpest
God.
Wit
she was.
Of
I
them
loved Dorothy.
All.
It's just hard. It's just a hit. You know?
Really?
How is it a hit?
I would have been upset if you didn't say
She's
I was Dorothy.
Sharpest.
Actually, nobody said I was Dorothy. Only I said I was Dorothy.
I don't really know you well enough to say Dorothy, but Dorothy was the smartest. She was the one that was calling out bullshit. She was.
She's so.
Are you listening? Are
you
listening?
You know what? But she has not a physical appeal
We're
or
not,
a softness.
No one's talking about
okay.
physical.
All I okay. want is a moo-moo. Are you kidding?
No, please.
Okay.
No one's talking about physical,
okay,
dear. We're
right,
doing personalities.
Right. Personalities.
Shut up, Ma.
All right. Ma.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah. So, wait, how did we get here?
Back to Facebook.
Back to Facebook. Where we were.
Don't take the test.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Which golden girl are you? I'm so happy we came back. but you take that test.
Mm-hmm.
You find your results.
Sure.
You're really pissed about them.
Sure. As we
as we found. You have the option to post your results or mm-hmm. burn them, which I'll be burning. And never do you, I think. I mean, I know that any bit of information that goes onto Facebook is going into some sort of algorithm-y thing,
yes,
and
sure.
marketers are using that to mm-hmm. give me, like, deodorant mm-hmm. and pitch me, you know, some sort of cream. I think that this data that people took, whatever type of quiz it was that they got 50 million people to take, nobody knew that data that was being collected about them, not just in the quiz, but they were able to get into the profile and collect information.
Because you click that thing, like, allow access to profile. Right. And everyone's like, sure, whatever.
Right. Yeah. And then that was going to a company that was working with Trump and also working with Russia. And so this is the, like, the Wild West. We don't have regulations on this like we do when you put an ad up for a commercial on television. It has to say paid for by the blank, you know, played for by the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
That is there so that you know, oh, I'm listening to this horrible, horrible information about Hillary Clinton, but I see it's paid for by the Trump campaign. Okay, I can, like, put a filter on that.
Yes.
And, yeah, so I don't know. It's, like, really upsetting.
And, I this, of course, is just today. Who knows what happens tomorrow? But, like, I feel like my feed today was literally just like, goodbye, Facebook friends.
Yeah, I had a million people saying goodbye, Facebook friends.
And Facebook.
Yes. And I was like, well, do I really need Facebook? You know, like, because, of course, you're like, okay, well, there's this movement. I mean, I dropped Sirius XM when Steve Bannon went on. Like, you know, like,
I dropped Uber when they were not boycotting.
I haven't used JFK. I haven't used FedEx since I found out they're associated with the NRA. Like, I'm in it. But this one was just like, okay, do I drop out? Because I do use Facebook for so many things. What does this all mean? Also, how am I going to get access to, like, ex-boyfriend's children's pictures? Like, these are the things that I need in a day-to-day basis.
What do you need? Is there anything on, like, my only thought is, like, I feel like my account's connected to our account for this.
And it is.
So that's my only thing was, like, would it all go away if I left? Okay.
And it would.
Okay, well, that's not great. But other than that, I could say goodbye to Facebook today and be fine.
I feel like I would literally, like, just being honest, I would have moments of mourning.
Like, sort of phantom Facebook.
Yeah. Like, I want to go check. You know, like, it's an adjustment.
For me, it's literally a way to check in on old friends that I don't want to connect with in any real way.
Right.
But I want to, like, get at their lives and just see what's up.
It's such a funny thing.
And it's weird.
Because truthfully, like, do you have friends who aren't on Facebook?
I'm sure, but not, like, old friends, they're all on Facebook.
I feel like I have my two best friends, old friends, are not on Facebook.
But there's someone you'd want to talk to anyway.
Right. But I see how they're moving through their life without it. Mm-hmm. And it's fine.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, I mean.
That's true. I mean, if anyone else had an account, you could be like, whatever happened to so-and-so, just look them up. Look them up.
Yeah.
Right. But
it's something we've had Facebook for how long now?
A long time.
Since 2005?
I got on late to the bandwagon because I got nervous that, like, I don't want people knowing things about me. I remember saying that. Now look at me. I'm like.
But that's the instinct that you had because guess what happens? Trump becomes president.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I have an Alexa, which I love because I can ask her to, like, set the timer for me and I can ask her to put music on, but I'm now deeply concerned.
Well, we don't have Alexa because for two reasons. One, I would be, like, trapped in it in my house and it would kill me. That's where I am with technology.
Yeah.
And I think my husband, who's a huge sci-fi reader and watcher, it was like, I don't know.
He's too paranoid.
The movie never ends well.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's because it doesn't. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's there's something listening to you all day long and chiming in when it hears the word Alexa, but listening the whole time.
Oh yeah,
you're recording scaring me, Dee.
But that's what's happening. And where is that recording going? And where is that information going?
No, correct.
To Russia.
We got one.
Alexa is Mr. Vladimir Putin.
Neat. we got one and it's been in my garage. I hate to say that. I'm sorry to my brother who gave it to me, who's probably listening. And I'm like terrified of it. I don't know what to do.
I feel like three Alexas this year. I feel like agents were like, Alexas this year.
It was a great deal.
And we're just like, all right, I gave one to my nanny. I was like, we're never going to use it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't use it often, but I do enjoy it for.
But you're also a techie. Like, you like tech.
I like using technology.
And you're good at it.
But I don't have a lot of it. So I mean,
you have an understanding of it, though. You can speak its language.
Yes. Like, you're in between Danielle and I and Paul Scheer. You're somewhere
right,
in the middle,
no,
right?
He'd be really
knowing.
He'd be knowing.
He's like a tech master.
I mean, when we learned that he had Facebook about 7 years, I'm sorry, Twitter, like 6 years before anybody else did. I mean, and he'd already.
He's always got his finger on the pulse.
Yeah, he really
does. Yeah, he's the only person I know that has virtual reality. That you can put the glasses on and be in a different world.
Come multiple. Again?
Do you have?
Multiple.
Of course
different.
Not, because I don't live okay. in the future.
All right. So from wig to wigging out, I think this game.
This is so stupid, Danielle. Be ready.
Okay. Is so ready for you.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Ready for, I'm ready for any and all.
Okay. It's called Then and Now.
Then and Now. Okay.
We are going to give you a now term.
Okay.
You're going to come up with the then equivalent.
Okay.
But we're going to give you two choices. The term now is by Felicia.
Okay, I know of that.
Back in the day.
It was, get out of here.
Okay, so we're going to do the suggestions, and okay. you're going to pick one. We'll just do it that way.
Okay.
Was it as if mm-hmm. or doy hickey?
As if.
Great.
That's
great.
Great. Uh-huh. Okay. Bae is now.
Okay, I know.
Okay, she's nodding
then,
her head.
Shorty
mm-hmm.
or Love Muffin?
Love Muffin?
Shorty.
Shorty.
Shorty. Shorty. And by the way, these answers are not regulated.
I would say that those are like comparable.
I know.
Well, and that's, they're all going to be.
Okay.
Yeah. They're all going to be.
And I really should have said Shouty.
But, you know, Love Muffin wasn't a term.
Oh, so they have to be terms. Okay. Now
so
I'm getting the
rules.
So
this is more of a term.
Okay.
Thing.
I'm
yeah,
still
yeah,
getting
yeah.
the rules.
Okay,
here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't explained correctly. And this was, okay, great. Mm-hmm. So now. The phrase is, I'm that bitch. Then, mm-hmm. I'm that bitch. Okay? Back in the day, the equivalent would be, I'm fire. Or, I'm all that in a bag of chips.
I'm all that in a bag of chips.
Hey.
Ding, 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 ding.
She's cruising now.
Okay. Now we have shade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure, sure, sure.
Then we had whatever or dis.
Dis.
Oh my God, ding, you're ding, really, ding, ding. You're really cooking.
Nash's cooking with gas.
Have you heard the term that we say now, thought?
Yes, I sure have.
Because you watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Where the thoughty thoughtness all
yeah,
goes down.
Yeah.
I miss Phaedra's thoughtness.
Yes.
Mm. Oh well. Back in the day, was the thought equivalent unladylike or hoochie?
Hoochie.
Great. Hoochie.
Perfect.
All right. Now we have fam,
have you
as heard? In you are my fam.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. But you hadn't heard fam before.
But I got the derivation of
okay.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But hadn't heard it in the wild?
I mean, I have, but like okay. not in any way that felt strange.
Okay.
Maybe more like sup fam.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're together.
I can hear that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That sounds right.
Sure.
Sounds like words that make sense.
Then we had Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Uh-huh.
Or Blood.
Blood.
Yes.
And then we're going to do our last one.
Okay.
We have Yas right now. That's
okay.
a current
term.
Okay. I
know term. That one.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, did we have You're No Girl? Or You Go Girl.
You Go
Girl.
Her face. That was amazing.
You mean the real one or the not real one?
Yeah, exactly.
Danielle Schneider.
Deanna.
This
Emily.
Was a
Guys,
blast.
Thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you so much super, for coming.
A pleasure and a joy. And I don't know if your audience knows how gorgeous you two
okay,
are.
Okay.
Seriously,
okay.
they're in like very little makeup or to none. I don't know. But
this is the most I've ever worn.
There's makeup no, here.
Really? I was going to say, like, both of your skin looks flawless.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
Well, you know, I will say I've just taken on a new routine.
Always.
I'm
ears
listening.
Wide open.
I can't believe I haven't heard this
I
yet.
I know, because I got a to-go version of it, okay. you know, like a travel mm-hmm, kit. Because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I want to try these products, yeah. but they're super expensive and I don't want to, like, just
splurge.
Buy them.
I mean, you could break out. Anything.
Anything can happen. I won't break out, but anything can happen. Sure. Or I just won't love it.
Yeah, sure.
The Dr. Pericone. Mm-hmm. Pericone.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been up in that for the last few, well, about a week, and I'm okay. loving it.
It's doing you right.
Yeah.
Gorge. Gorge.
We're putting a little cold plasm on the skin, and then we're layering on something else, some sort of
sea kelp
something, yeah. And then a moisture on top. You know, we're doing an ester C at night, getting that in there.
How could you not?
Gorgeous. Yeah, that's what's happening.
And I'm seeing you under a big light.
Thank you. Great. Well, that's my – I feel like that's doing something. You are Danielle Steph on Twitter. You are Danielle Caroline Schneider on Instagram.
Correct.
We can see your shows on Hulu. We can listen to Bitch Sesh on iTunes on the Earwolf Network, just where we are right now.
And that's we have some tour shows coming up. Yeah. Bitch Sesh is touring. We're going to Chicago. We're going to South Florida. We're going to
Boston.
Boston and Philly and D.C. So you can find that on my Instagram. All that's,
And as somebody who's been to almost every show that they've done in L.A., like, I go for pleasure.
We try and really do, like, a Broadway show. Like,
these girls are turning it the funk. Emily and I went, to one. They are singing. They're bringing out great guests. They're doing cold readings. They're doing reenactments.
They're doing an amazing slideshow that Deanna puts together for us and our works of art.
We're doing slideshows. We're just having a time. If you love or like or even barely have ever gotten your eyes on a Real Housewife show, this is the live show for
it's
you.
It's just a fun time.
Agreed.
Yeah, and the guests, everyone sitting there they're so hyped out of their goddamn pants. So excited to be there. That's one of the most fun things.
It's a real, like, communal church-like experience.
It is.
Now, I'm a Jew, but I assume.
No, it is.
Who went to Catholic school?
Who went to Catholic school?
Look, my parents made some mistakes.
It's the best. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
That's it. We did it.
We did it.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Wig.
How to be less old. Danielle Schneider was the best.
It's like, why has it taken us to episode 180, but whatever?
Right. Get here. You know, look, the time comes when the time comes. That's a proverb. And
that she learned in Catholic school.
I mean, I enjoyed our discussions on cars and how they make their way to us from the dealership.
Horribly.
I never heard this, what happened with her, like a car, just like you do some sort of deal and then it's there.
It sounded very Russian. It's like the Russians helped her.
Something was going on there. You know, we unpacked Facebook. I think we understand the concept of wig. I don't think we know how to say it in a sentence.
I certainly do not, nor should I be.
No, all we know how to do is say wig. But I think we should be able to put it into a sentence. And maybe one of you guys can let us know.
That's mastery level.
Right.
We're at introduction.
Right. Which
we're at wig 101.
Wig 101. And I have it. I feel great to have that.
I'm going
to
give you an A. You pass.
Great. But yeah, application, we're falling apart.
Yeah, not so great.
You know, we realize that we are being bought, sold, manipulated, spit out, chewed out. And
you know what? It's funny because, like, there was always, you know, that random thing that people would slap on their Facebook, like, privacy setting. All my photos are actually mine. Do you remember that thing? And, like,
right.
And you never really thought anything would come of this. But to kind of learn and know now that perhaps it was really used against us to elect Mr. Don, it's like, that's not great.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, Donald Trump or no Donald Trump, you know, it's just really dangerous when we don't know where our information
was politically used without our knowledge.
Right.
In a Democratic election.
Mm-hmm.
So that's unfortunate.
Right. I mean,
that's not democratic.
We just need to get regulations around this.
That's
It's still the Wild West and clearly, pretty much the worst thing has happened. I mean,
I don't even think we could know the implications of this yet.
Yeah, it's like beyond. Yeah. So, you know, we have to get a handle on it.
And maybe we delete Facebook. Maybe we don't. I don't.
Right. Hey, look, honestly, none of you people are really finding us on Facebook all that much anyway. We're Instagram.
We're
Instagram and we're Twitter. That's where we're doing most of our work.
But isn't Instagram Facebook anyway?
Oh, shit.
it.
Right. So we're just, we have.
God damn it,
we got
Emily.
Some problems here.
Emily.
I know. We cannot lose Insta.
We can't lose Insta.
So you guys, let's just feel this out together. Okay. Tell us what you're doing. Yeah. We need to know.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. And that's Frida with an E.
Yeah, guys, get to know that. I know it's only been 3 years, but I'm happy that got clarified tonight.
I'm going to drop that in.
if you haven't yet, please march. I love it. 3 years in and we get an E clarification. If you haven't yet, march yourself over to Apple Podcasts and review HTBLO. Give us a rating. If you want to subscribe, I'm sure you already have, but if you haven't, make sure you smash that button. And, you know, we love to chat with you, so hit us up. And I want to give a shout out to Drew Picorni, who called me and laughing because he was listening to episode 168 with Ed Hansen. And I was trying to, you know, names don't ever work out right for me. And I was trying to remember Kendall Jenner's name, and I said Kendall Jackson. And none of us.
It just flew right over our heads.
We went just running past that. Yeah. No one stopped. We were like, yeah, Kendall Jackson. Anyway, cheap champagne. Got it. Cheap champagne, cheap Chardonnay.
Wasn't it? No, it was like the jugs. Wasn't it like the jug of wine was Kendall?
No, Kendall Jackson, you can, I mean, they may sell a jug, but it's a fun, like it's like an $8 Chardonnay. It's a buttery, very, very buttery Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm with the label now.
Yeah.
I know where
you're going to find it in your Rite Aids, in your grocery stores.
I feel like I have purchased that thinking perhaps it was finer than it was.
I mean,
maybe a $14.
It's not a $14
upgrade.
Wine.
No.
But it's an $8 wine. And, yeah. And that's sometimes where we need to be. I like a buttery shard, truth be told.
Nothing wrong with the butter.
All right, guys. You know, check your Nextdoor app for message boards and
look
hit
for
up
Dale Corden.
Get to know Dale Corden and please respond to Dale for the love of sweet baby Jesus.
He, she needs a leaf blower.
That's right. Bye.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Juice Beauty sent us some stuff. And I've been a fan for like over a decade, I feel like, of Juice Beauty.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always looking for more natural, mm-hmm. kind of the less, the better.
Right.
To put on my face.
You don't
and
want
Juice
the parabens.
Has been on the radar.
Yeah. I feel like they were one of the first brands to the game with no parabens. Like it really feels like it had to be a decade ago. And I feel like their products have even just gotten better. So here's the thing. Skin can absorb up to 60% of what you put on it. So what goes on your skin is as important of what goes into your body.
So Juice Beauty is skincare and makeup line that is made with certified organic ingredients with the promise to always formulate without potentially harmful ingredients. You know them.
Go to juicebeauty.com/HTBLO for exclusive savings on your first order when you use the code HTBLO at checkout.
How to be less old!
When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for tatas.
And there is only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G, and that is Third Love.
So please find your perfect fitting bra today. Go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO and get 15% off your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.